The Washington legislature is trending a bit younger these days. 9 of the 147 members are under 34 years old. These millennials are breaking some stereotypes about their generation. At the same time, they're trying to encourage other more disengaged millennials to get involved. They're also finding some generational common ground across party lines. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has this story.
It's not every day the four youngest members of the Washington legislature gather in one place. So as they sat down recently for an interview, an official legislative photographer was snapping photos. If you could see this photo, it would show four fresh-faced young men in suits and ties sitting around a small table. After the photographer left and the door shut, I asked this quartet of millennial lawmakers to introduce themselves.
So I'm Hans Zeiger, 29 years old, just turned 29, and party is Republican.
I'm Brady Walkinshaw. I'm the oldest of this group, and I'm a Democrat.
I'm Brandon Vick, also 29 years old, and I'm a Republican.
I'm Joe Fitzgibbon. I'm 27. I'm a Democrat. At the moment, I am the youngest member of the state legislature.
Think of these guys as the one percenters. That is the 1% of state lawmakers nationally who are under age 30. It's a 1% club these four millennials are proud to belong to.
Very best thing I could be doing with my life.
It's all about, for me, how we can create inclusive economic development.
I come from small business. One of my goals here is really to...
Olympia is a great place to be if you want to move into a position where you can actually make a difference.
I really love hearing these stories about...
That's Kay Kawashima Ginsburg. Now, she studies millennials at Tufts University in Boston. And she says the fact these young office holders aren't waiting to become leaders bodes well for the political system.
And especially at the state level where things are just relatively more likely to move, I think that's where we're going to start to see a lot of innovations.
In many respects, these millennial lawmakers display the traits of their generation. But in other ways, they are outliers. The Pew Research Center reports that half of millennials consider themselves to be political independents with no party preference or loyalty. When they do vote, millennials are much more likely to vote Democratic. They're also more liberal on social issues like same-sex marriage and marijuana legalization. Republican State Representative Hans Zeiger feels that generational shift.
I think there really is a sense of moving on from some of these hot-button issues that have been very divisive in previous generations.
A bit later in our conversation, that theory was actually put to the test. I asked Democrat Brady Walkinshaw about being an openly gay lawmaker.
Had I thought about running for office 20 years ago, this would have been something that in my own party, would have been something that would have been a much larger issue.
As Walkinshaw was speaking, I noticed Republican Brandon Vick was sitting next to him looking kind of stunned. He had no idea Walkinshaw's gay.
I'm kind of set aback here because, honestly, I would have had no idea.
Vick then reached over and put his hand on Walkinshaw's shoulder.
By no means am I going to talk to him any less, of course, now, but that's just very interesting. And within our party, I think we are having some trends in that direction.
Not surprisingly, all four of these young millennial politicians are interested in how to get younger people more engaged in electoral politics. Republican Vick tells the story of trying to recruit fellow millennials to help on his first campaign.
You know, I have friends that when I got involved 5 years ago and tried to get people to go doorbell with me, didn't care.
At a recent symposium in Olympia focused on the topic of disengaged youth, one of the panelists was a millennial named Toby Crittenden. He runs a voter registration campaign called the Washington Bus. And he offered this blunt assessment.
Politics is not cool. Politics will never be cool. I'm so sorry.
Crittenden says the trick with millennials is to take the campaign to them, where they hang out, and also to get them in the habit of participating. To emphasize his point, Crittenden made a very millennial reference to a song by one of his favorite rappers, a guy named David Banner. You need to get like me. Stunting
is a habit. Just gotta have it. So I like to say that stunting, like voting, is a habit. Voting is absolutely a learned behavior. It's something that you start doing, you get in the habit of doing, and you get really good at doing it.
One way millennial politicians try to engage younger voters is through social media. But like their peers, sometimes they're not too smart about what they post. Consider the experience of Democrat Joe Fitzgibbon, one of the millennial lawmakers from earlier. You might recall his tweet heard round the world. It happened after the Seahawks lost to the Arizona Cardinals last December. In a fit of millennial pique over the loss, Fitzgibbon called Arizona a desert, racist wasteland. I asked Fitzgibbon about this.
Yes.
That seemed like a very millennial faux pas, perhaps.
What a good reminder of the internet and how, you know, poorly chosen words can go far and wide.
Fitzgibbon says he learned a valuable lesson.
When you're an elected official, you have to choose your words a little bit more carefully than maybe others in my age group do.
Clearly, Fitzgibbon hopes to be remembered for more than his Tweetgate. And therein lies an interesting dichotomy about these millennial lawmakers. They are the first generation to grow up in the world of instant social media, but the issues they care about are anything but instant. Global climate change and what a 21st century state government should look like. These millennial lawmakers may tweet in real time, but they're thinking generationally. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.